It was a cool December morning in 2014, and I was getting ready to join my best friend's church group on a trip to Watsonville. The plan was to travel to where a small group of migrant farm workers lived in Watsonville and bring clothes, food, and Christmas presents to them. We loaded up the cars and were off. I was very excited because I was in a position to help many people that day, and I was able to do it with my best friend. When we finally pulled into the apartment complex, Quad, we saw many happy faces and people waiting in anticipation. When I got out of the car, I was welcomed with warm hugs from children there, and it made me even happier that I had gone on this church outing. Next, we put some tarps down and laid out all the clothes that we had brought. I personally donated 4 garbage bags full of old clothes that I had had forever and never worn. Once the clothes were all laid out, the families were sifting through the piles and found clothes for themselves and their children. Within an hour, almost all the clothes were gone and the tarps were completely empty. The families made all the church volunteers tamales to eat as a thank you, and they were the best tamales I had ever eaten. It made me so happy to help such amazing people, and it was truly an eye-opening experience to see the way migrants lived and to understand how hard it was to make it in America. Next, we put out food such as fruits, vegetables, and different meats for the families to pick from for their Christmas dinners and to cook throughout the winter. Lastly, we gave out Christmas presents for the children because we knew how hard it was for migrants to spend money on non-necessities since they are barely surviving on their current incomes. The smiles on the children's faces as I passed out their presents was indescribable. It filled my heart with so much joy that I had actually started to cry. One of the little girls started to cry when I handed her a present, so I bent down and gave her a huge hug and wished her Merry Christmas. After we handed out the presents, the farmers loaded up our cars with tamales as one last thank you gift, and everyone hugged each other goodbye. Many people, including me, were crying and laughing, and were so happy to be all together. It was such a beautiful sight to see, and I felt blessed that I had the privilege to join the journey with such outstanding people. This experience completely changed my perspective of this country because being from a well-off family and not having many struggles is so easily taken for granted when you see people struggling just hours away from where you live. Being from an upper-middle-class household makes you forget that there are millions of people around this country that have to sacrifice so much in order to survive. My perception of the Bay Area and Silicon Valley is that everyone is well-off and making good livings, but that is not the case for these migrant farm workers doing backbreaking work to get us the products we need to feed their families. Looking back on this trip, I thought about the passage we read, Strawberry Fields Forever, because the brothers' story about the hardships they had gone through crossing the border and making it to Watsonville reminded me so much of these migrants I had met today. I never realized how hard it was for people to come here to work, and once they got here, how hard it was for them to make ends meet and provide for their families. Overall, that trip just made me feel better and more considerate, and I'm grateful for it.